Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Holy Week starts next week, doesn't it? And we're on the final countdown. The 5 might be symbolic today of the 5th Sunday in Lent, when we heard in the Gospel about the raising of Lazarus. And on what day was that, as Jonathan pointed out? Day 4, the 4th day. What we heard about is the event that took place just about a week before Jesus' own death and resurrection, his own passion. 4 is not a golf call. It's the number of days that Lazarus laid in the grave, in the tomb, with the stone laid up against it. And the text makes a big deal about the number 4. It says it several times. 4 days. 4 times. Did you know that there was a rabbinic belief that the soul hovers over the body for about 3 days, and then on the 4th day, after the decomposition starts to set in, then the soul goes away, departs. John the Evangelist seemed to be making a point. Only a miracle could account for the return of Lazarus' life again. Doctors and scientists, they would have been impressed too with 4 days. With all the tools of medicine that we have today to check heartbeat and brain function, doctors and scientists would even be impressed with 4 hours, wouldn't they? But Lazarus was dead 4 days, not 3, not 2, not 1. He had been wrapped in the linen cloths, and his face was bound as well. And when Jesus said, "Take away the stone," Sister Martha warned, "Hold your nose. This is going to be a bad odor, for death stinks." Apparently, they didn't have Arm & Hammer baking soda back in those days. But if they did, they probably would have needed 4 boxes. 4 is kind of a blessed number in the Bible. There are 4 accounts of Jesus' life, the 4 Gospels. In the picture of heaven, we hear there are 4 living creatures with their faces turned in different directions. From the book of Revelation, the book of Ezekiel, 4 living creatures, not 4 dead creatures, 4 living creatures. On the 4th day of creation, God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons, for days and for years, to give light upon the earth." And it was so. The 4th day is not a death dark day. It's a day of light and life because of the wondrous work of Lazarus' Savior and our Savior, Jesus Christ. He raised Lazarus from the stench of his prison, showing that even he and even those who are dead, not just a little dead, stand with Jesus in the resurrection, because he is the resurrection and the life, the light no darkness, no 4-day prison can overcome. 4, 3. The resurrection of Lazarus caused quite an uproar. In fact, it caused a split. Many of the Jews who had come to console Mary and Martha as friends over the loss of their dear brother, they saw what Jesus did. Some began to believe. They believed in Jesus. Others went back to the Pharisees and said, "This man is performing many signs." And what did they do? They called a council meeting. And they said, "What are we going to do about this? Jesus and these signs that he does. My goodness. What will the people think? The Romans will come and see our divided nation. Some believing in Jesus. Some believing in the law. And they will take away our place and our nation. Forget what might be true. Let's simply realize the socioeconomic and the political impact. Besides, saviors are a dime a dozen. There's perhaps only a 3-in-1 chance that this man is the one we've been waiting for. And some of us have stopped waiting. And some of us have stopped believing. We trust now in ourselves, some said, to save. When in Rome, do as the Romans do. Don't leave things up to chance or God. 3:2 Jesus was in Bethany when he raised Lazarus from the dead. Bethany was 2 miles from Jerusalem. Roughly 2 miles from the same place that Jesus himself will die and will rise again. We may mistakenly think of the raising of Lazarus as something separate, something just one little unique event along the way that Jesus did on the way to the cross, right? Maybe it was early in the ministry, maybe it was the second year, third year, I don't know. No, it was in the last week of Jesus' own life. Very, very soon, in the last week before Holy Week, the raising of Lazarus. There's proximity in time and space to Jesus' own resurrection. In fact, this raising of Lazarus is what committed the Pharisees to say, he must die. So think of Lazarus' resurrection as one of the reasons why Jesus even dies, because of the signs he is doing and causing the uproar and the people saying, then he must die. Question for you. How close will you be to Jesus when you die? On what day will you rise? Will it seem like an eternity as you wait in the grave? Or will it be like a blink of an eye? Or like a 4 days sleep? 1,000 years in your sight, O God, is like a day. We long, we wait for, we sing, be still my soul, and my hope is built on nothing less. But look in the Word today. Look how close Jesus was to Lazarus' resurrection and his own death and resurrection. So close, so near in time and space. In baptism, we too have been united closely to Jesus' death and resurrection. As it says in Romans 6, do you not know all of you have been baptized? Been baptized into Jesus' death. In order that just as he rose from the dead, so also we rise and walk in the newness of life. Romans chapter 6. We just had a baptism last week, 2 baptisms, 2. Praise be to God that we remember that we are united with Christ Jesus' death and his resurrection in baptism. The Spirit of the Lord, which gathered up the dry bones of Israel, who were clean cut off from the land, breathe now new life into them. They put sinews on them and cause flesh to cover them. Ezekiel says, and by the way, Tom Shearing is like the epitome of, he was like born to speak that text, don't you think? Candace always tells me she likes to hear Tom read the old, I think this is the premier text for Tom Shearing to read. But when the Spirit of the Lord works, prophesy to the bones, and it works. Remember how many winds prophesy to the 4 winds. Isn't that a unique connection to Lazarus? 4 days in the tomb. Prophesied to the 4 winds. 4:3:2 Caiaphas, the high priest, in A.D. 33, said, don't you understand that it is better for one man to die for the people, and not that the whole nation should perish? Caiaphas could have made a great commander in the U.S. Army today. Could have almost made a great 3 Musketeer. One for all, but not all for one. One for all was God's plan. Even if Caiaphas didn't understand it, he meant it in a political sense. Save our nation. Get rid of the innocent one. But God means it in its true sense, its true perfect sense. One for all, that all might be one with him in his resurrection, in his life, in the glory of the kingdom of heaven, where there is one God, one Lord, one Father, one baptism, one over all, who works in all and through all and is all. One who is innocent and gives God's righteousness that comes through faith alone. So on this fifth Sunday of Lent, we remember 4 days in the tomb Lazarus was, after which he was risen from the dead. 3, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit raised Lazarus back to life and will raise you back to life. 2, the number of miles from Jerusalem that Lazarus was in Bethany when Jesus came and raised him from the dead. And 1 for all, out of the mouth of Caiaphas, and now out of our mouths, 1 for all, Jesus died for me, for you, for all the earth. Your death and grave have been made holy by the redeeming death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome Holy Week next week. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.